It's Tuesday, April 11, 2023.
Looking at Louisiana now, it can serve as a model for what we can expect to happen in the future.
Scientists find a dramatic abnormal rise in sea levels in the southeast.
Our proposed rule would dramatically reduce the number of people with elevated cancer risk from breathing air toxins.
Biden EPA limits air pollution from chemical and plastics plants. Plus,
there's a bell to left. That's gone. It's out of Tiger Stadium.
Global warming is boosting home runs in Major League Baseball.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Leave my gas stove, my air conditioner, my light bulbs, red meat, SUV, and especially my toilet paper alone.
Hey, Sean Hannity, after lying to your audience for all of these years, don't you find it strange that not a single one of those things has been taken from you? Food for thought. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, never mind that liar, Sean Hannity. What truths do you have to share with us today?
Well, first up, March 2023 was the second warmest March ever recorded since record-keeping began in the 1850s. That's according to Europe's climate change service, Copernicus. The fact that March 2023 clocked in as the second hottest March is very concerning as it arrives at the tail end of a La Nina weather pattern that tends to cool global temperatures. Sea ice extent in both the Arctic and Antarctic are also at near record lows.
So we had a La Nina. It should have been cooler this year. We ended up with the second warmest March ever.
Sadly, yes.
Okay.
Ominously, the temperature of the world's oceans also hit a new all-time record high last week since satellite records began in 1980, according to new data from NOAA. Scientists say the new record is causing rare simultaneous marine heat waves around the planet. And the new data strongly suggests we'll see a warming El Nino pattern coming later this year, which tends to spike global temperatures and intensify extreme weather disasters like heat waves, storms, and floods. It's a great time to get ready now before extreme weather hits your area. You can get started at the website ready.gov. In related news, multiple new studies have documented an abnormal and dramatic rise in sea levels along the U.S. Gulf and southeastern coasts over just the last decade. One federal tide gauge at a site near New Orleans recorded sea level now 8 inches higher than in 2006. Sea level rise is not uniform, but all of the studies found a similar accelerating trend since 2010 across the U.S. Gulf and southeast, rising on average about an inch every 2 years, a rate that one scientist called, quote, unprecedented in at least 120 years. The new data raises new concerns that coastal economic and industrial hubs like New Orleans, Miami, and Houston are at more risk from rising seas and earlier than previously predicted, alongside some of the nation's most exposed and poorest regions. Some good news, the Environmental Protection Agency has proposed new air pollution standards for carcinogenic chemicals from chemical and plastics plants nationwide, aimed at reducing harmful toxic emissions across the country. The first update to the rules in 20 years will curb releases of more than 80 hazardous chemicals that drift beyond a facility's property lines into nearby residential areas and will primarily affect industrial facilities along the Gulf Coast in Ohio and West Virginia. Standing in front of smokestacks of Louisiana's Cancer Alley, EPA Administrator Michael Regan said the new rules will significantly reduce the risks of asthma, cancer, and other ailments for people living near those industrial sites.
The number of people with elevated risk would drop by an astounding 96%. Everyone in this country deserves clean air to breathe, clean water to drink, and the opportunity to live a healthy life.
Some more good news. Retail giant Walmart is dramatically expanding its electric vehicle fast charging network. Axios reports Walmart plans to install fast chargers at thousands of its stores across the country by 2030, a major expansion beyond its current 280 locations. The company says 90% of Americans live within 10 miles of a Walmart, so the move will put fast EV charges within reach of far more drivers.
Yeah, but You have to go to Walmart.
Finally, researchers at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire crunched data from 100,000 Major League Baseball games, finding that higher temperatures caused a surge in the number of homers hit out of the park. Why? Because hotter air is thinner, causing less drag on the ball. The study estimates that since 2010, global warming has delivered nearly 60 more home runs per baseball season than might otherwise occur. So, yes, more home runs are more likely as global temperature rises.
Because of the drag on the balls.
Yes!
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Oh, put me in cold.